Hi, people. This podcast here is a sad podcast, but unfortunately, when you have hatred, you know, Will I Am, you know, talks about it. And, you know, hate, you get irate from hate. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know what I noticed? There's an album from Metallica. God rest my buddy Barry. His name was Barry, my buddy. He overdosed on drugs. He was a rocker, dude. Metallica was his favorite band at the time. Young kids were kids. And they have an album, Kill 'Em All, right? And that's... I'm going to talk about Kill 'Em All mentality, you know what I'm saying? And I'll start off by Kill 'Em All with King Herod. He was this king by the Romans in Israel. And Jesus was born, right? And this is what the Bible tells us. Even historically, there is this guy Herod, unfortunately, he was so mad that a king might take over his kingdom. He killed like at least 10,000 babies, you know. He got his, you know, kill 'em all mentality, you know. Herod, he said, kill all the babies. That's it. So I keep my, I'm supposedly a king and I keep my kingdom, you know. And these skulls are in Israel to this day. They're little martyrs. And in a cave monastery, they have these skulls of these babies too as evidence, right? And then you go to Pharaoh. Remember with Pharaoh in the Ten Commandments, you remember the kill 'em all mentality with Pharaoh, but it backfired on Pharaoh. His son was the victim when Pharaoh said, all firstborns dead, kill 'em all the firstborns of Israel. And then God, you know, punished the Egyptians and all their firstborns were died, and Pharaoh's son died too, right? And then if you go on in history, you know what I'm saying? You hear the Nazis, the fucking Nazis, they, you know, kill them all, the fucking Jews, kill every fucking buddy, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Kill all the people that aren't well, like defective people, kill all, whoever opposes us, kill them all. And if kill everyone, just kill them all, right? And then here in the Americas, right, if it's like basically the Aboriginal people had land, was sacred to them, and, you know, and like Custard, you know, he made a deal with them. It's like the businessman at the time said, you know, there's gold, we got to take over and kill them all, you know, kill them all for their land, you know what I'm saying? Just kill them all, you know, like Roberto De Niro made the movie, you know, in South America. You know, they just, the whole village, they wiped out the Spanish army, went there, and the popes or whatever, and the cardinals didn't do shit, you know. Kill them all, you know. And then I could go on, like, basically, you know, I'm saying in history, you know, the Soviets too, like Stalin. I heard he said, kill all the Ukrainians, that's it, kill them all, you know. And I'm just thinking in the top of my head right now, you know, just this kill 'em all mentality, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is here. It's like, kill 'em all. Like Metallica had an album, Kill 'Em All. And as a kid, I've always thought of that word, that album cover, Kill 'Em All. And then I'm just explaining to you, like, what happened in history, this kill 'em all mentality in Israel. You know, it's like, kill 'em all, kill all the Palestinians, they say it openly in Russia, too. They hate, the Israeli government hates the Palestinians. The Palestinians say, kill all the Jews, you know, they hate each other. Putin and the Russians say, kill 'em all, that's it, kill all the Ukrainians, the rats, and this and that. You know what I'm saying? And right now it's happening, right? And so this kill 'em all mentality, right, is basically power. If you have power and you have soldiers to do what you tell them to do, right or wrong, it doesn't matter. There's wars of self-defense and there's wars of mass murder. Kill them all, you know. So think about it, people. You know, what I'm saying, what I told you, you see today and you see from the past, we believe these things happen, right? And there's even more like smaller genocides, holocausts that happen that we don't even know about in past histories. Like, kill them all, you know. Like, I'll tell you something about the ancient Jews, right? When God actually said to them, kill all your enemy, like your enemy, kill them all. You know why he said that? At that time, when God blessed them to kill everyone, man, woman, child, even their animals, is because at that time, it wasn't like today, right? Then, basically, it was either do or die. Either the Jews were killed all or their enemy killed all. Because at that time, their enemy wouldn't stop, right? You know? So God said, listen, kill them all because it's either we die as the Jewish people die and there won't be one left of us, or we have to kill our enemy or there's no one left so we can have peace in our land and live free. But today is not like that at all. You know that, people. Israel is in no threat. Russia is in no threat at all. You know, even though, like, if the U.S., if Mexico or Canada basically would, you know, basically want to be join China or Russia, I don't think the U.S. would be too happy with it. They might have attacked the U.S., Canada too, if, like, right their neighbors. So basically, Ukraine is like so close to Moscow there, the border. And I think the U.S. would do the same. They would attack Canada, U.S. if we allied with China or Russia. So Ukraine wants to ally what the president said with NATO. And there's no excuse for the mass murders or the kill a moment. There's no excuse for it. But what my point is, Israel is in no threat, right, by anyone. They have the atomic bombs. Everyone else is threatened and realistically annihilated to bits and pieces. Same with the Ukrainian. Even if they were part of NATO, the Russians can figure a way to put walls up and to block it. So, like, what am I trying to say? It's just excuses. Hitler had excuses too. Every warmonger, kill them all, has excuses for whatever reason. You know what I'm saying? But if you're going to be wiped out as a nation, you must defend yourselves. But this is not self-defense. These warmongers, kill them all mentality, it's just a fake excuse just to kill everyone, you know what I'm saying? That's all it is, you know. And I had to say this podcast because I'm sick and tired of seeing this on the news. I got to do something about it, you know. It's so sad in reality, you know. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's so sad in reality how I look at it. And it's just this kill 'em all mentality. You know, it's just so sad. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, the soldiers and this and that and the people and the leaders. I have no solution for it. I'm not smart enough. I don't think too many people can solve the world's problems as it is. But it takes, negotiation civilly, you know, to the best of our ability to civilly figure things out. That's all I can say. I have no power and no authority to do anything, so it's just my beef with just how I see it. And over history, that's what history repeats itself with, the kill 'em all mentality. And it's sad. It's very sad. And that's why I'm bringing up this podcast, people. And let's always pray for love, and love, love, love. And love will set us free. The truth will set us free. And this the Bible says it, we believe it. And just common sense tells you, you know, the truth will set you free. Love will set you free, because we are all one family at the end of the day. And thank God Almighty, DNA proves it physically. We're one family too. Spiritually, we're one family. DNA proves it and debunked Darwin's theory of apes, we come from apes or whatever. DNA proves it, and we're one big family, and that's the truth. And every other species has multiple first male, female species. It's not like the humans, one male, one female. And I wish they would stop this Darwin theory. It always was a theory I heard from blood, how the percentage of blood from apes is close to humans. But DNA proves it. We can't deny it no more. The science is in beyond reasonable doubt. We are one human race, and we should all love each other, respect each other. And just like the Black Eyed Peas and Justin Timberlake, Fergie Farg, where's the love, people? That's, you know, people, I don't know, like, do we have love anyway, or do we? But God is real, God is with us, Jesus, that's what we believe in. Where is the love? Peace.